My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's Kevin Stefanski yesterday after the Browns win, talking to the assembled media around noon. Rodney McLeod, his safety, he'll be here coming up at 9 o'clock live and in studio. And in Fix My Life, if you've ever seen Kingpin, you would feel the same way Big Earn felt when he was watching Roy Munson eat his oatmeal. That coming up at 7:45. 216-474-0092. Before we get to whether or not we're okay with Deshaun being a facilitator, I said civil, I meant civic. Sorry, it was a brain fart considering everything we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. Lima, they're talking about closing Burke Lake Front Airport. I've said for a long time I'll believe it when I see it. I didn't think we'd ever see it. Is there a possibility of this happening?
Definitely seems like there's a possibility because you have some of the big power players in Northeast Ohio finally aligned, at least from what I saw, aligned over the last few months, and then that being crystallized yesterday with some of that discussion emerging, I think absolutely there's a chance this goes down.
So if they were to do that, I've already saw Daryl's tweet where it said, like, nope, there's no stadium that's going to be built on there. They believe that's not feasible to do.
Yeah, I mean, who cares, right? The whole point is getting rid of that. The first and foremost, before we care about where a stadium goes, I thought everybody had the same interests here, that if we are going to get real revitalization on the waterfront, it starts with Burke Lakefront Airport getting torn out of there.
What are the pros? I mean, Lima, I mean, you're a mover and shaker with the people downtown. Yeah, you are. I mean, you know a lot of things, but you know a lot of things before a lot of other people do. What are the advantages of the Burke?
Well, it's just for having it removed.
Yes. Well, no. For right there. What are the advantages?
Yeah, I mean, this is funny because I didn't know that we cared so much about the ability of the Saudi princesses or the princes and princesses to get into Northeast Ohio so they can have their surgeries. I did not know that was something that we were all relying on our region to go forward.
Reckless speculation on this?
Do we go reckless?
So forever, the Cleveland Clinic, and this is interesting because I know we have some movers and shakers that are listening because, boy, did I get some texts from them over the last 24 hours regarding this. But what about the VIPs and their surgeries? What are they going to do? They'll go 15 minutes outside of their comfort zone, and that's what they'll do, and they'll still get those amazing surgeries. Like, what are we talking about here? And haven't we opened up Cleveland Clinic hubs in the Middle East for this very reason anyway.
I have no idea.
So I love this. I love this as if this is the reason we shouldn't tear up that ridiculous misuse of property in the region.
But
like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing yesterday.
But immediately, I should say, these are things I didn't know, so I have to look at it. This is why I asked you, though, right? So yeah. I have to ask you, so there's no, even if they did this, nothing about a new football stadium there at all. So get that out of our heads?
Well, I was always told that just wasn't necessarily feasible because of the land. The similarly to a lot of the lakefront development that has always been stalled out, and how grandiose we can get with some of the planning just based on the physical land, right? The physical land that landfill is just not good for something like that.
Okay. Because I didn't.
I mean, that's just what I've always heard.
But wasn't the old stadium built on a landfill anyway?
Yeah, and it's not really what you'd want going forward, especially with, you know, how that land could be used otherwise. Like, imagine all of a sudden, like, you know, Chicago is always what we look at, like how we dropped the ball and Chicago took off into the 30s, 40s, 50s. Going forward is because we never truly did, you know, use our lakefront to its capabilities. And we're sitting here in the 2020s, and there's nothing on our lakefront for this stretch of miles that would be miraculous, that could have meant more tourism, that could have meant more real development, which could have in turn meant more tax dollars for the county and the city. And it's just sitting there, we're staring at an airport that barely gets used.
216-474-0092. Yeah, I mean, well, the air show is pretty, but that's basically the best thing I could say. I mean, the Blue Angels were pretty kick-ass a few weeks ago.
The
but
air
again,
show is awesome.
That's all
the
I got.
The air show is,
or of course
is awesome. It's also one weekend out of the year.
They could also fly out of Hopkins if they really wanted to, couldn't they? Could they? Owen?
Well,
you were in the Air Force.
Yeah, I think the ability, it's a little different there, security-wise stuff, but I don't want to speak on all that. I've done air shows at airports. They're generally not as big as Hopkins, even though I know we don't think of Hopkins as one of the sprawling airports, but just the ability for people to set, I guess you could be at the IX Center or that location to watch it all happen.
But I'm saying you can't, because it is close, you can't have them out of Hopkins and be along the lakefront, or is that impossible? I have no idea. I'm asking stupid questions because I don't know.
Where part of the air show is not just watching the flying, it's also the static displays where you walk up and see a lot of the stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a good point then. Fine, I'll take it. 216-474-0092. Yeah, I just had to bring in that civic thought to things because, boy, it's really picked up. And the first thing I think a lot of sports fans thought is, hey, we could save lakefront and have the football stadium there where Burke Lakefront is, and then we could go ahead and do with whatever we want to do with the land where the stadium is right now. Daryl, maybe we'll get asked this question on Friday. We'll monitor it because we're just monitoring it here. Seemingly every week something new comes out. It's the way it goes. All right. So Amanda Guerra of CBS had pointed out that he had said he's a facilitator. Deshaun Watson said he can facilitate in this offense. A lot of people in a row. I've chosen to not ignore what the past was, but also to accept what the reality is and what the future is. Lima, I don't think we're making anybody happy right now about the Deshaun Watson conversation, because I got Deshaun Watson defenders saying, how could you? And I have the haters out there saying, how could you? How could you?
We found him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No, that's standard.
You're right. And you're right, because what we have basically been saying is, if you are a Deshaun Watson apologist, we are telling you that he's never going to be most likely what he was in Houston, which was a top five quarterback. If you are a Deshaun Watson hater and, dare I say, a Baker bro, and I know we still have many of those listening, he's been outstanding so far. He's only been one of the great stories of the NFL through not only last year making the postseason, winning a playoff game, but for the first 2 weeks this year. Well, if we are going the opposite way, then we sound like we're dooming the Cleveland Browns. We're doing neither. We're trying to, at least I can't speak for you entirely, Kenny, but I think we're on the same page.
That's not dooming the Browns. Being a playoff team is not doom.
Well, yeah, they made the playoffs last year with Joe Flacco. They could certainly make the playoffs this year with Deshaun Watson continuously getting better in this system.
Like, I can't see a situation, unless they were to go out and they get a wild card and they just get boat raced. I don't know how that's going to play out. I mean, we're being very specific about coulda, woulda, shoulda's here, guys. I'm not going to sit here and do the whataboutism, but let's call it what it is. If the offense can continue to improve, because I don't know if they could have got worse than what they were against Dallas, but if they continue to improve, which they did incrementally last week, then you should be able to be better as time goes on. Your defense has been able to be okay, because I thought the defense was better than what it showed against the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of stats and a lot of figures back me up on that. And then last week against Jacksonville, or a couple days ago against Jacksonville, they were really, really good. It seemed that some things did start to get figured out by Trevor Lawrence, but I think it was too little too late for them. If you continue to do this, I don't understand the problem either way. Where the people who are defending him, you are just blind at this point and don't want to see the reality of the matter. And for the people there who just can't seem to get over the fact that they paid the $230 million and they gave up the three first-round picks, and we are never going to get to that level of play of what they paid for, then you're never going to be happy and you're never going to see the reality of it. The reality of it is this. It's exactly what he said he was. He told her the truth. He told her the truth. As of now, and I think that as of the future, he is a facilitator quarterback.
Well,
Go ahead. Just to
step in quickly,
please.
Ken, this is a little bit in defiance of what he had said when he was asked right before the season, where he said he still thinks he's elite. So if you were expecting him to be elite, but now he's saying facilitator, I understand why that would upset some people.
But I didn't believe him then. I said a guy should go ahead and decide that I think every quarterback should have some confidence in him. So I wasn't going to knock him for being confident. But I didn't believe him then, Tone. I didn't believe it then. I didn't think that was a realistic thing at all. So I thought, okay, what is he realistically from my outside view? I think he's a facilitating quarterback. Is he worth the money? No. Is he the worst quarterback in the world? No.
Although here's where I'm holding out hope. Man, those escapes were back. Week one, we're like, has he lost some athleticism? And no,
you and
no,
I
he
didn't
hasn't.
Say that. You
right.
and I did
right.
not
but,
say that.
But it was brought up, and I'm like, let's wait on that. And then, boom, week two, he had two or three of the best escapes you've ever seen. And for him, it's just part of his highlight reel that he's had. You know, go back to the Houston days. My God, he was Harry Houdini. You saw some of that again. Now, the difference is he had those escapes, and then it was a five-yard pass. That seemed to have a lot of work involved. The old Deshaun Watson had those escapes, and it was 65-yard bombs. Let's see if we can get those going again.
Yeah, I don't think that I think some of that stuff is just going to be gone. I think that the book is out on him, and as of right now, I think the book being out on him, but him making adjustments to the book being out, I think is fine. I'm going to take that. Because if I look towards what Deshaun Watson has done his entire career, and this is what really kind of, this is what just kind of throws me off here. Is that, well, he can't beat this team and he can't beat that team and he's not worth the money. All right, well, guys, what type of lead did he have against Kansas City and then it'll be losing by 20? Wasn't it back in 2020? Weren't they up 24-0 against Kansas City?
Yeah,
21-0 against Kansas City and they lost that game. I know they beat Buffalo the week before. All right, they beat Buffalo the week before in 2020. Things have changed. Now the only guy it seems Josh Allen loses to is Patrick Mahomes. But Patrick Mahomes beats just about everybody. He beats just about everybody. So for Deshaun Watson and what he's done throughout his career, which it's been, what, 4 years since he's played in a playoff game here, maybe we'll see when that time comes. But to sit there and give me the whole thing, well, that doesn't pay for beating Patrick Mahomes. He didn't beat Patrick Mahomes before. He didn't beat him then when he was Superman. I'm just being as realistic as possible about what I can expect out of him, which is still a decent amount.
Boy. Anytime you throw up Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, it almost makes every discussion in NFL City, every other one, not just Cleveland, seem hopeless. Because you see how easy Patrick Mahomes, no matter what the score is, if he's down a score every time in the fourth quarter, how easy his winning drives are.
Yes.
Look at how easy it was against Cincinnati. Look at how easy it was against the 49ers on multiple occasions. And he's done it against Burrow. It's just is that easy for him. So what? Is the rest of the NFL supposed to just be discouraged? Should we just give up?
Should we
just not have fun watching our Browns?
If you want to be fatalistic about it and say that there is no other thing that you will accept other than the Super Bowl, then don't watch him on Sunday. Don't watch him the Sunday after that, because then you're going to get to Patrick Mahomes and there's going to have to be luck and there's going to have to be advantages that you take and there are going to have to be some things that they do poorly for you to be able to get over on them. Like, I'm not going to tell you that Patrick Mahomes isn't going to win every single Super Bowl. Kansas City ain't going to win every single Super Bowl, but they're going to get damn close. And you know how powerful Mahomes is when I call him Patrick Mahomes and I don't even call him Kansas City. I say Mahomes first, not Kansas City. That's how powerful it is. If we wanted to be nasty about it, I could sit there and go, yeah, there's 31 other teams that are just kind of going through the motions, and then there's Kansas City until things change. And I don't want to sit there and wish injury on anybody, and this isn't a wish, until the guy gets hurt. That's it. 216-474-0092. Is it okay for him to be a system-facilitating quarterback? John Greco at 8 o'clock, and in the words of Big Earn from Kingpin, why don't you take that outside and finish it out there?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off. and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.